fire away, guys.
Mr. Phillip?
Yes, how y'all doing?
Pretty good, how are you?
Good.
What'd you see from the Broncos on film when you watched them, what they played in the first week?
They look really solid. You know, they came out and just got after them, you know, and both sides of the ball. And I think that obviously showed in the score at the end. But, you know, we certainly, it's always a challenge coming to Denver and trying to get a win. And based on, you know, what we've seen this preseason and in the opener, that's certainly going to be the case.
What did you learn about Sean Merriman, and what was the initial reaction? And
well, you know, it's been somewhat of a roller coaster ride, I know, for Sean, and trying to get everything figured out. Certainly us as players and our team would love to have him out there, but we also at the same time understand what he's going through and the injury that he has. So we're certainly going to miss him, but guys will step up. You know, it's something we can't dwell on as a team, and we've got to, you know, move on, and the guys that are being there will step up, and the guys around him step up and then fill in that spot.
Phillip, what's your assessment of how you guys played in week one?
You know, we did some things really good, and we did some things not so good. The bottom line is we didn't win the game, and that's what we're trying to get done. Is regardless of what happens throughout, to have more points on the board at the end, and we didn't get that done. But we've we had a good day Monday of looking at the tape, and you know, the guys are geared in and focused, obviously, on Denver being a division opponent, and trying to get the win column.
What kind of reception do you think personally you're going to get here?
I imagine it'd be real pleasant. what would you expect? First off, going on the road in the division, you already expect it to be hostile, and it always is going to Denver. I'm sure it'll be a little more revved up for this one.
Do you regret anything from what happened last year in that last game, or you know, the last game against Denver? With the talking and all that, obviously.
Yeah, I don't know if regret's the word. You certainly, the way it was portrayed and played out on television, you certainly necessarily, you know, aren't glad that's the way it was. It's been portrayed and perceived. You know, there was nothing said out of line in my part. You know, no profanity used or anything like that. So from that standpoint, no. But certainly the attention that it got was a little bit alarming and surprising, to be honest with you, here 8 months later. But you know, that's the way it goes sometimes.
You never like a loss, but do you feel like coming into an AFC West game, it helps you focus in even more?
It's hard. It's hard to say that the loss is going to help you, but certainly you look at it and go, it makes you realize how the start we had last year and the sense of urgency to not let that happen again. I'm not sure there could be a tougher game to have to go to after losing that one than going to Denver against a division opponent after they played Oakland the way they did. So we know the challenge is at hand, and we're prepared for it. You got to win games in your division, and that's why this one is huge.
Phillip, you obviously got some criticism last year for what happened to the Denver game and some of the talking in the Indy game, and you know, everybody says that's just kind of your personality and all that. Have you changed at all, or is that just the way you're going to be?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't see it as a I don't see it as a state. You know, you say, is that the way you're going to be? I see it as, you know, I play the game with a lot of emotion and just play. And if you follow me around for, you know, every game in NC State and every game in high school and every game I've ever played in the backyard, if you filmed every practice out here, we have a lot of fun. There's no profanity or anything derogatory that's just demeaning of an individual that's being said out there. It's all in fun. Nothing I can't go home and tell your mom about or your wife about that you'd be really ashamed of. And that being said, that's why I don't see the big deal in it. Certainly, I don't. There's no false hype in it. It's not what can I do to see if I can get on the camera, get some attention. I just play the game, and you know, unfortunately, with that getting caught on there, there's been more and more cameras trying to find something. But I certainly don't ever want to be a distraction. And if it ever is, certainly you make sure it's always geared towards helping your team win. And that is the bulk of it. The bulk of my communication in the game is with our guys and getting our guys going and helping us try to win. You know, whether it be a run play or a pass completion or whatever it may be, and you're around some guys on the other team, if you can't have a little fun chatting with them, then, you know, I think we're kidding ourselves. We're playing a game of football out there, and, you know, if we can't enjoy it, then we ought not to be playing.
What strides has Vincent Jackson made this year coming into this season?
Vince has had his best camp and best off season since he's been here. We obviously saw how he came on last year and the impact he had in the home stretch and in the playoffs. He had some big plays in the game Sunday, and he certainly enjoys coming back to Denver and being from that area. And he's excited about having a big year, and I expect him to.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Philip.
Okay,
thanks.